Greetings, Ms. Bacaw. Laura Densmore here with Hebraic Heritage Ministries International. I want to take a look at a question that's just burning in my heart and discuss it with you. Are we in a Jubilee year now? And if so, what does it mean? Yeshua opened up a Torah scroll in a synagogue and proclaimed powerful words. He spoke these words in a Jubilee year. That is very significant. Notice in his words that the theme of blessing, release, and liberty comes up, but also the theme of judgment, and that it is all happening at the same time. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4. Are we in a Jubilee year now? And if so, what does it mean? If Yeshua's first coming was during a year of Jubilee, could it be that the second return of Yeshua is very near on the horizon? Let's begin with understanding what a Jubilee year is. Jubilee is mentioned in Leviticus, where it is written, "Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family." Leviticus 25, verses 9 and 10. The year of Jubilee is great blessing for those who are humble, pursuing a repentance lifestyle, and who are hearing and obeying his commands, following the Torah, the whole Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. The year of Jubilee is about release of the captives, return to our homeland, the canceling of debts, and slaves being set free. However, for those who are unrepentant of sin, Jubilee year is a time of judgment, a year of vengeance of our Elohim. So, here is the principle. Jubilee is about both great blessing, restoration, and liberty, and it is also about judgment, all rolled up in one, happening at the same time. We see that the vengeance of Yahweh is related to his judgment on the end-time daughter of Babylon nation, which I believe is the United States. The vengeance of Yahweh is Jubilee talk, and it is code for Jubilee. The word vengeance comes up several times in Jeremiah 50 and 51. It is a remez hint, giving us a clue as to when the judgment will happen on the daughter of Babylon nation, in a future year of Jubilee. There are also clues as to who the Father will use to bring about that judgment. Hint, ancient Medes is modern-day Iran. And what that judgment will look like. Hint, it's a wartime scenario. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 15, it is written, "Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. As she has done, so do to her." And in Jeremiah 51, verse 6, it is written, "Flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her." And Jeremiah 51, verse 11, it is written, "Make the arrows bright, gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance for his temple." Here is a pattern and trend for you to consider. 1917 and 18 was very likely a year of Jubilee, with the Balfour Declaration going forth. 1966 and 67 was very likely a year of Jubilee, with the reunification of Jerusalem in the Six-Day War, and 2016 and 17 is very likely a Jubilee year. We see that 2017 is the 50th anniversary for the reuniting of Jerusalem from the 1967 war, another piece of evidence indicating that 2016 and 17 is a Jubilee year. Let's recap. The year of Jubilee is great blessing for those who are humble, pursuing a repentance lifestyle, and who are hearing and obeying His commands, who are following the Torah, the whole Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. The year of Jubilee is about release of the captives, return to our homeland, the canceling of debts, and slaves being set free. But for those who are unrepentant of sin, for those with an uncircumcised and hardened heart, the Jubilee year is a time of judgment, a year of vengeance of our Elohim. So, we see that Jubilee is about both great blessing, restoration, and liberty, and it is also about judgment, all rolled up in one, happening at the same time. In a year of Jubilee, we can expect two things to happen at the same time, an outpouring of God's glory and blessing upon the repentant, and an outpouring of God's judgment upon persons and nations that are unrepentant. With the outpouring of God's glory, He will be looking for vessels of honor, persons who have been repenting, who have died to self, died to pride and self-righteousness, died to reputation, died to flesh, and that are empty and clean vessels that can catch, contain, and carry His glory and then leak it out everywhere they go. It is critical that we be pursuing a repentance lifestyle now, especially in a Jubilee year. We need to be humble and be quick to repent. Repentance is not just being sorry for your sin. Repentance means a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change in our walk. Genuine repentance will manifest visibly in outward behavior. If someone has genuinely repented, it will manifest in a return to the God of Israel and to keeping His Torah, all of the Word of God. It will manifest in a return to keeping all of the commands from Genesis to Revelation out of a heart that loves Yeshua. We might also see restored relationships, kinder, gentler words and actions, and more loving behavior. A key event that happened on December 23, 2016 sets the stage for a time of judgment to come upon the nations. The Earthly International Court, the UN Security Council, passed Resolution 2334 to declare and decree that the Jewish people are illegally occupying Palestinian lands in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. This, in effect, was a legal division of the land of Israel. Heaven's court will make a ruling about this division of the land. What will that ruling be? Yahweh says that He will judge the nations. In Joel chapter 3, verse 2, it is written, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there. Why does Yahweh judge the nations? Joel chapter 3, verse 3 states, on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, they have also divided up my land. This judgment upon the nations and upon the end time daughter of Babylon nation will happen at the time of His choosing. That judgment will very likely happen sometime this year, a Jubilee year, because one of the key themes and events in a Jubilee year is judgment. I will say it again. It bears repeating. It is critical that we be pursuing a repentance lifestyle now, especially in a Jubilee year. We need to be humble and be quick to repent. If you think you don't have any sins to repent of, you might need to start with repenting down pride. We need to deal with and repent down unforgiveness, offenses, bitterness, records of wrongs, fear, doubt, unbelief, self-righteousness, manipulation, control, envy, strife, fits of rage, anger, and whatever else is hiding in the basement of our soul. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your hidden sins to you. The time to repent is now. I want to be a vessel of honor that will catch and carry His glory when the end time outpouring happens as described in Joel 2. Don't you? So, to prepare for that outpouring that is coming soon, may we purpose to pursue a repentance lifestyle. To help you get started in a repentance journey and lifestyle, there are two prayers of repentance that you can listen to, align with, and pray into. One is Prayers of Repentance, Our Fathers and Us. The other is Prayers of Repentance, Solomon's Prayer of Repentance, leading to fire and glory. Shalom.